is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Christian Ronces. First name is Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, last name is Ronces, R-O-N-C-E-S, Ronces, date of birth 11-6-1992. This letter is being written to Dr. San Mint. First name is San, S-A-N. Middle name is San, S-A-N. Last name is Mint, M-Y-I-N-T, Mint. Address 105 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 103, San Jose, California, 95116. Suite 100 instead of 103. 150 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 100. Telephone number 408-272-3580. Fax number 408-272-3581. Dear Dr. San, dear Dr. Mint, M-Y-I-N-T, thank you for asking me to see this 29-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Christian has history of asthma with the recurrent wheezing and coughing and congestion, and has been well maintained on Flovent twice daily and albuterol if needed. She also has history of minor rhinitis for which she takes some Pepcid, for which she takes some antihistamines, and that does not seem to be, she takes, and that seems to be reasonably well controlled, period. She's certainly exposed to cats and dogs, and that may be certainly exacerbating her problem, but overall she manages with this problem quite effectively, period. There is no hospitalization or emergency room visit in the near past, period. And overall, she's in a decent health, period. She seems to sleep well and can do some normal activities and exercises without any significant problem, period. As we know, she has used some Allegra and some nose sprays for her for recurrent nasal stuffiness, and that is quite effective, period. There is history of minor hives, but they don't seem to be causing any significant problems on a recurrent basis, period. In any event, she had two anaphylactic reactions, one about 3 years ago, and the details are really difficult to figure out, to obtain, but in any event, she went to emergency room at Regional Medical Center and was appropriately treated. It may have been due to shellfish or wheat or almonds, period. Second reaction occurred in May 2020, where she had some food from Panda Express, and as you know, there can be a lot of cross-contamination, period. She had some orange chicken and rice and noodles, and did experience a reaction manifested by hives and shortness of breath, and was seen in emergency room and was appropriately treated. She has eaten these kind of foods before, but it's hard to determine if there was any new food, period. She carries EpiPen, and I believe, given the situation, she should continue to carry EpiPen until oral challenges can be performed. Period. examination revealed a very pleasant female who had mild dermatographism, possibly suggesting the reason for hives, period. There was mild nasal congestion and possibly a small polyp in the left side, but she would require a complete exam by ENT to see if there is any polyp in her nostrils, period. She has been using a lot of Afrin, and that caused her polyps, that caused her turbinates to be moderately inflamed, and I recommended to her not to use any Afrin and just treat her nasal congestion with the Nasocort and Allegra, and that should be quite helpful, period. A new paragraph. We did some RAS testing, and she had, and the results are as follows. Her sebum IgE is 692, which is moderately elevated, and she had some reactions to mold and cats and dogs and mites, which probably is the cause of her asthma and allergies. She did number two, she exhibited large reaction to almond and shrimp and crab and lobster and moderate and there was a significant reaction to wheat, period. And I believe she does have significant allergy to number one, almond, number two, shellfish, number three, wheat. She had minor reaction to milk and other foods on the panel, but I don't believe they are the source of the problem, period. I saw her one more time in, she was seen last on October 11th, and at that time she had a minor positive reaction to milk, but during my history taking, it was revealed that she really is able to take drink milk and eat milk products, and so I believe her milk allergy is not very relevant, period. My final diagnosis is mild persistent asthma, number two, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, number three, definite allergic reactions with mild anaphylaxis, number four, positive reaction to almond, wheat, and shellfish, period. My treatment plan, abstain from any shellfish, almond, and wheat. Number two, read labels carefully. Number three, always carry EpiPen. Number four, give EpiPen if there is ingestion, and second dose can be given within 5 to 15 minutes. Number six, call 911 or go to nearest emergency room if there is any significant problem. Number seven, renew your EpiPen prescription once every year. Number eight, she may require to be referred to Stanford or some other institution or other allergists where proper oral challenges could be performed if and when needed. But at this point in time, can be performed. She should. I would certainly be happy to talk to her and discuss this whole matter in great detail, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Christian Ronces. Thank you.